Lee, team news as usual. We'll start with that. How are you looking?
Yeah, we're looking quite good, quite strong. Nice to see James Bree back on the training ground today. I was well pleased with that. He was chuffed as well. Obviously, we've got to take it easy with him, and he won't be ready for a couple of weeks yet. But certainly nice to see him. It's the first I've seen of him, and he done very well today, even though he was in non-contact mode, which the physios had asked for. So, yeah, reasonable shape. It's just the only problem is obviously the goalkeeper, both goalkeepers and Digby are the main ones. Anyone else?
Holgate.
Now Holgate should be alright. I don't have to say that or not.
Said it now.
Yeah. Well, he should be alright. Hopefully he'll be alright. He trained today and looked alright, so we'll have to see.
You mentioned Andrew Davies. What's the latest with him?
He's doing well, actually. He's doing very well. He obviously, when we had him scanned, he had a small tear, which is sort of like a week to 10 days, really. We call it like a grade 1 and a grade 2, but he was a grade 1 stroke grade 2, which meant that he's on the border of being okay. Of course, we brought Joe in and he'd done excellent, but he's, again, Davo's been sort of chomping at the bit, really, and a bit frustrated that we've held him back. He was out there today and training. It's not so much the training, it's the kicking, due to the sort of nature of the injury. And I think goalkeepers kick on average about 50 to 70 kicks a game over long distances, of course, and that's really the issue. Can he sustain 50 to 70, 80-yard strikes and still be able to heal the tear?
Can he, do you think?
I don't know, mate. I know. We'll have to give Doogie Howser MD a ring. see what he says. But no. No, listen, we've got to be careful with him. Do you know what I mean? We don't want to kill him. But at the same time, you do have to take guidance from the player as well sometimes. If he says he's all right, then we've got to push him.
So he could be pushing for a game this weekend, possibly?
Yeah, he could be. Yeah, he could be. So, again, we'll get him out tomorrow and we'll just have to see how he is.
I guess on the opposite side of that, the positive is that Joe Wildsmith came in, did well, and he's had a week to work as well with you now.
Yeah, he's done very well. He's looked very good in training, I must say. And you can tell why he's sort of highly regarded as a young goalkeeper. And no fears of him playing. Obviously, Dibbs is back now as well, which is good. So all of a sudden, from no options, we have three options, which is good.
I know you said after the last game against Bristol City, you had a bit of mixed emotions, didn't you, after that game?
Yeah, because I think when you lose a lead, it's never ideal. I think on the day, if I'm being honest, their subs gave them quite a big boost. Where I wanted to affect the game with our substitutions, we didn't really have it in our armour at the time, and that's obviously something that we look to adjust as time goes on. We needed to block up that left side, really, our left side, and we couldn't naturally do it. So it was just a case of coming out alive, really, in the end, in the last 10 minutes, although for the middle 60 minutes, I thought it was excellent.
The players must take a lot of confidence from that, though. Not many teams have gone there this season and got something.
Well, I think they have, yeah. I mean, I think that, like I said, it was disappointing for them, and they were disappointed, which was a good sign for me, because it meant they wasn't coming in high-five in a draw. They were coming in a little deflated on a draw, but they picked themselves up, and I think when they read their marks in the paper and their everybody tells them how well they've done, they get a bit chirpier and enjoy their weekend, and then they come back nice and bright, and I'd expect that because obviously we've got a massive game Saturday.
It must be nice to see that mentality in your players, that they're coming off of a field against the top of the table and, like you say, been disappointed to only get a point. They've got that winning mentality and that winning feeling right now.
I have to say, it's been first class since I've come in. Their application to training, and taking the instruction and actually delivering that and administering it in the game has been first class. And of course it's easy at the moment because I haven't had a loss yet, but at the same time you do recognise these signs and the signals, and like I say, you know what I mean, the boys are ready, they're up for it. It's a great game at the weekend, and fortune favours the brave, as Del Boy says.
It's Chesterfield who have the box seat now. They're the side who managed to get into the top six with a victory at Bradford this week. How are you, I guess, assessing it now then, after that's changed around once again?
We just keep going, don't we? I said before, people jostle for position and that, and Easter weekend always sort of sorts out the men from the boys, if you like. If someone gets a couple of wins, they'll pull away. A couple of losses, that'll be bye-bye. So we have to make sure that we're one of the teams that get the couple of wins, or at least positive results, because going into the last five, which it'll be after that, everything will be to play for.
How difficult is it to manage your squad over this weekend? Because it's a really quick turnaround, isn't it?
Yeah, it is difficult, but I have faith in the squad, I really do. It's not ideal that Colchester have got the extra day, given the fact that it's Easter, and ideally you'd like to be on an even keel with your opponent on Monday. But what we'll say is we have got a decent squad, and we've got players that are not too far off the ones that are starting, ready to come in. So I presume there'll be changes on Monday.
I was going to say, are you likely to rotate? If no injuries, obviously, let's say that you've come through it all unscathed, would you be considering rotating anyway?
Yes, I would. I think this is probably the most difficult decision on the Monday. What do you do? Because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But of course, you've got to make those decisions, and do you know what I mean? That's what you're paid for, if you like. So it's just a case of sticking true to what we believe. I'll take all the information in from the doctor, sports scientist, physio, the players themselves, obviously the eye, and the fitness tracking that we do, and then we'll come to a decision on who we're going to select to win the game Monday.
What a game it is to kick off the weekend then. Sheffield United come in here, 17,000-18,000 expected in the stands as well. It's a fantastic fixture, this.
It's a great fixture, isn't it? It's one that makes me want to put my boots back on. Now I'm really looking forward to it. Like I say, we've got to go into it with no fear. We've come off the rails, come from nowhere, and it's very important that we play like that. I don't think people will be edgy. I think they'll be behind the players, given the run that we've had, and the players are in confident mood. Now, make no mistake, we're playing a very good side with a good manager that knows the division, and it will be really tough, like it was against Preston, like it was against Bristol City. But like I say, we're up there on merit, and we want to make sure that we really close the gap on them. And if we can win the game, it would really set us up for the last six games, because it would mean we drag Sheffield United back into our little pack.
Who are the favourites going into this game, do you think?
I don't know, really. I mean, I think the players have got to be in the moment. I think the bookies, it would probably be quite even, wouldn't it, if the bookies were giving you a price, and I think that would be fair. I don't think any team's going to romp away with it. I think it would be a tight game, decided on probably some good defending or a bit of individual brilliance, and both sides have got players in their team that can produce that individual brilliance, and touch wood, it'll be us on the day.
Is the pressure on them though? Because they're in fifth at the moment, they've faltered slightly. Fans are a little bit frustrated, or some fans who phone us anyway, a little bit frustrated with the performances that they've seen recently. Is the pressure on Sheffield United, do you think, coming into this?
Well, I certainly don't want to crank it up as if we're the underdogs. I think, like I said, I think we're a big club. I think when you're being chased, of course, it's a different feel to when you're the chaser, if you like, and our players will certainly be looking to claw back the points and see if we can get within touching distance. So whether that changes the mentality, I'm not so sure. I don't want to be disrespectful to Sheffield United, because like I say, they're a good side and they're up there, and I saw them play excellent about a week ago against Scunthorpe. So if that was the best of them, then they're very good, and we have to make sure that we either force them having a poor day, or our good play not enables them not to get on the ball and not to be as effective, certainly, as they was in the game that I saw.
And your players have the mentality to cope with a big crowd here, do you think, as well? It's going to be the biggest crowd for a couple of years down here at Orkwell.
Well, we'll soon find out. I mean, they've got to enjoy it, haven't they? At the end of the day, what is football? Football's about, do you know what I mean, sometimes being that little kid in the park, and I'm sure they've all dreamed of playing in front of atmospheres like that, and there's no point in going to choke it now. Go and enjoy yourself, show everybody what you're about, and come off the pitch having no regrets on your performance.
A little bit on Colchester as well, and looking ahead to Monday, what do you make to them? They're in a real fight, aren't they, down the bottom end?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're not bad, actually. I think they're a decent side. Obviously young, they've got a lot of youth, a lot of exuberance, if you like. They beat us when I was at Oldham, at our place, which was a disappointing result for us, but it goes to show that they can put decent results. I think they beat Bristol City at home quite comfortably in the end. And it'll be a tough game. But it's one that, again, we hope that our squad can come to the fore and come away with certainly two positive results.
It's two teams fighting for something, though, isn't it? Still, you guys still fighting the top end, then fighting down the bottom end. It's not by no way in which a dead rubber for either side here.
No, and I think that's the same with almost every... Well, I think it is exactly the same for every club in the division, isn't it? Nobody is in a situation yet where they can't go up and can't go down, and that's why it's been an exciting league this year. And it's always difficult to play against teams when their sort of life depends on it, if you like. And Colchester have been hovering around that sort of relegation spot for a while now. But it'll be difficult because this is sort of last chance saloon for them sort of clubs, and they have to pick up wins quickly. And their players certainly will go into that game feeling that they can beat us.
And I guess one annoyance is that Jabo Ibeiro won't be able to play for you against his parent club.
Yeah, of course, but that's okay. Do you know what I mean? We've got certainly enough backup. We've got Kane Hemmings that's been impressive in training lately. Obviously, George, whether he plays or not on Saturday and then can play another game, we have to decide. Sam's doing well. We can adjust the shape, no problem. I'd even quite like to see Jennings in that forward role, because at the moment the sort of the base level fitness is not quite there, but he's certainly powerful off the mark, and it could lend itself to resting sort of out of possession a little bit more, but then being really dynamic, and probably playing for me up front is the only place you can do that.